the point is they're misunderstood and parents don't know how to interact with them because these are the kids that all the parenting techniques and strategies I used with my other kid worked. They don't work with this kid. This kid does not care.
Hi, everyone. I'm Heidi Rogers, and this is Tell the Others. I wanted to create a place for meaningful conversation, life lessons, and parenting hacks. Sometimes I chat to interesting people, sometimes I answer questions about parenting or life stuff, and sometimes I just rant. These episodes are filled with stories and insights that made me say, ugh, I just have to tell the others. So let's dive in to hear what we can learn today.
I think what you're really getting at is that these kids do not know how to regulate their emotions. They do not know how to tolerate big feelings of any sort. And they don't know what to do with shame. Those are the three kind of issues. And that is what always underpins all of their issues and all of their behavior. And this is why they get labeled as being defiant, tricky, challenging, disobedient, disrespectful. They're none of those things. They're just completely misunderstood. As I said, their three issues are they cannot tolerate shame, they don't know how to regulate their emotions, and they don't know what to do with big feelings. The problem is all of the grownups in their life don't get that. And so all of the grownups in their life label them as being difficult. And they constantly are wondering, why don't they listen? Why do I feel like I'm walking on eggshells for this kid? Why does it feel like this kid dictates the whole house and the whole family and what we're doing, what we're not doing? This kid ruins our whole family, you know, and some parents say that out loud, and then some parents just admit that to me in session. They don't admit that necessarily to a kid. But the point is they're misunderstood and parents don't know how to interact with them because these are the kids that all the parenting techniques and strategies I used with my other kid worked. They don't work with this kid. This kid does not care if you take away a million privileges, if they can't go to the party, if they lose a toy or whatever. Doesn't matter. They're so rigid and they're so incessant and inflexible. And it's because parents meet them with the wrong kind of strategies and they're not meeting them with what they need. That is why there is so much frustration for these families. And that is what that's my life's work, I think, is trying to teach families you can do it different. It doesn't need to be this way. And the way that I do that is through the five letters of the SPICY acronym. They are shame intolerant. And so what does that mean? We got to stop shaming and you got to start realizing how powerful shame is for these kids. P, they are power seeking. They need to have choice and autonomy. That is how they like breathe. That's their oxygen. I, they are incessant. They are inflexible. Again, it's not that they're trying to be. Their inflexibility is actually rooted in anxiety. And when they are in control of everything, that actually makes them feel safe. C is for connection, like kids who need insulin, who are diabetic. These spicy kids just need a lot of connection. They just need a lot of one-on-one time. They're not trying to be annoying, but they need a lot of, you know, connection with you. And then Y is yes. They struggle with the word no. And the more, and a lot of parents tell me this, and I know I have this with my own daughter, that if I have a day that I can just be doing yes, and I'm just a yes lady, and it's yes, 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 everything. Dude, it's a great day. But when I have to say no or put boundaries in place, that's always when we struggle. She cannot tolerate no. And that's what so many parents say to me is it's like, I can't use the word no with my spicy child. It's like they're allergic. And that's what I think it is for a lot of people. And this is what I aim to teach in the masterclass is explaining what you're doing wrong because you don't know what you don't know, right? And a lot of people are doing that. They're doing the wrong thing and they don't realize that they're making it worse. And it's so simple because if you unlock kind of the way that their brain works with those three key things, they cannot do shame. They don't know what to do with big feelings and they don't know how to regulate. That three sort of trifecta kind of keeps going like around and around and they play off of each other. If you can first get your head around that, and then learn the alternate ways that you can help them, then it's game changing and improves a lot of things. So that's what the masterclass, and that's what so many parents tell me the masterclass has done for them, is it's just been game changing. I think the biggest phrase I would hear all the time is game changing from parents. It's game changing. It's changed our family. It's meant so much to us. And do you know how many people have said to me, I feel like you came from God, or I feel like you came from the universe, or you're just heaven sent because the stuff that you've taught us, no one has ever taught us before. And I hear that all the time. And that's cool. That's a really cool legacy to carry and to be able to help people in that way.
If you're a parent or a professional who works with children and you'd love some strategies that actually work with strong-willed and neurodivergent kids, Prism Perspective could be exactly what you need. Go to prismparents.com and discover a community where strong-willed children are understood and you finally get the support you've wanted. All right, friends. Thank you as always for tuning in today. Our time is our most precious asset, so I truly appreciate you sharing your time with me. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of Tell the Others.